Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Phils, man, they just continue to be real active. You get Walker, the starting pitcher, 4 years, $72 million. You get Strom, the relief pitcher. Bye-bye, Brad Hand. Bye-bye. No more of that guy as the second reliever, as the second lefty reliever. This guy's in now. Strom, 2 years, $15 million. Obviously, he'll work in tandem with Alvarado as a lefty reliever out of the pen. Eagles Giants on Sunday. We'll get into some Odell Beckham rumors that are floating around. Flyers against Ovechkin tonight. A lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hello, pal.
Nutella was invented during World War II or shortly after World War II when an Italian pastry maker mixed hazelnuts into his chocolate to extend the cocoa ration.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what
Nutella?
That is. Don't know it.
You've never had Nutella.
Don't know it. Never heard
what?
Of it.
It's come up on the show before.
Man.
Hold up.
Don't
we've talked
it.
About on the show before. You have heard of it.
Nutella.
Well, I don't remember having heard
right.
of it.
Right, but we've okay. talked about it before.
Did I last time tell you I didn't know what it is?
Yes.
Bingo.
But last time was the last time. this yeah, time should be different.
Then you should have learned.
Hey, listen,
it's like peanut butter, but made out of hazelnuts and cocoa.
Okay.
So it's chocolate hazelnut spread.
Listen, you'd probably love it, to
good.
Be honest. Yeah, it's
I'm
delightful.
I'm not the only guilty. Listen, at some point, Seltzer, you were told who the 11th president of the United States was. Yeah, you probably don't know. Yeah, see? Tough guy. Quiet over there. Seltzer goes quiet.
What are you doing?
All right, let's get to it. 215. I got him there.
I didn't get told within the last couple years. I got told when I was like 9 years old or 12 years old. I can do 1 through 8. Maybe 9. Is Zachary Taylor 9? Okay, I can do 1 through 9.
That's hard. Maybe a Tyler. Who the heck knows?
7.
All right, let's get to it. So the Phils, John, they really are rounding out the roster. The reality is there's not too many spots left to fill. The question, of course, is if they have built this thing up the right way, whether they have, you know, essentially satisfied you and everyone at 215-592-9494 for what you're looking for. Look, this guy Walker obviously is pretty good. He's not elite. Clearly not elite, but he's pretty good. They're trying to have him be the replacement for Eflin and a better version of Eflin, and I think he can be a better version of Eflin. But like Eflin, he also has some injury history in his career. John, your sense of kind of how Dombrowski is attacking this, and because I know you were big on wanted elite pitching, and I'm curious now you pretty much know they're not going to get an elite starter. It's pretty obvious.
Pretty much guaranteed.
What do you make of it now?
I'm pained by this move. Now I don't want you to get it wrong. Like I thought Taijuan Walker was, you know, he looked pretty, I don't know, intimidating. It's and scary at times. You know, when I've seen him. But it's not Carlos Rodon.
No, it's not.
Carlos Rodon is well, a lefty also. That helps. But
he's elite.
He's, top of the heap. Yeah. He is the cream of the crop, the Trey Turner, if you will. And after having gotten Trey Turner and after having seen what Dave Dombrowski has done, where it's been just a bonanza of wins for this Phillies team when we're in the acquisition phase, I expected more Trey Turner feeling with a signing. And I have a and this ties back into what Ruben Amaro told us yesterday. I believe that this all goes back to the qualifying offer thing, that there was no qualifying offer extended to Taiwan Walker. So being that as it was, we did not have to forfeit draft picks. Right. To sign him.
That's secondary, though, John. The number one thing is they did not want to spend $200 million. They didn't. I'm telling you.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
They should not care about spending $200 million. I think, look, they're already spending across the luxury tax. And they did already last year, and they were rewarded for it. Spending is not the problem. I believe they didn't go there with Carlos Rodon because they didn't want to sacrifice what would have amounted to a third and a sixth round draft pick.
That's part of it.
A third and a sixth round draft pick? Who cares? It's Carlos Rodon. Come on, man. Like I was really troubled when Ruben Amaro told us that yesterday that you know, compensation was going to be a sticking point for Dave Dombrowski and this Phillies team. I don't care about young draft picks now when we're building to win and built to win immediately. Immediately. Right now is when we're ready to go. Maybe September when Bryce Harper's healthy.
Maybe July.
The team will keep it going.
Hopefully October.
When Bryce gets back next September, he'll hit the ground running. We'll be good to go. Yeah. But We're talking about draft picks,
John, that's half of it. And I don't even think it's actually 50%.
Should not be an issue either.
But it is.
Why? Why would it
because
be?
Because I told you there's a finite amount of money, how much the Phillies will spend, and they were – see, here's the deal. After giving – and by the way, guys, I want to be very clear. I'm not looking to complain here. I'm thrilled with the Phillies as an organization. They obviously have chosen a certain path of how they want to build it up. It's not what I'd call bad. I mean, my God, they got Trey Turner. They got a pretty good starting pitcher yesterday. But it is not the elite starters that a lot of people called for when this World Series ended. We had a poll just last week. 71% of people said they preferred an elite starting pitcher to an elite position player. Now, the Phillies did the opposite. They got the elite position player in Trey Turner. They did not get the elite starter, although they got a pretty good starter.
It's possible Walker can be tuned up, way they did with Zach Wheeler.
Just like the team that got Zach Eflin is thinking, let's try to make him the next Zach Wheeler. I mean, you know, he won't be injured, and he's got, like, who knows?
Walker's better than Eflin.
I agree.
Yes. I agree with your point, but Walker is higher end.
I agree with you on that. Here's what I'm getting at. I'll say this. I'm torn on this one. First off, John, I did not believe the Phillies would sign an elite pitcher. So to a large extent, I was prepared for it. And I told you, and I'm not trying to poke my finger in your eye. I told you if they get an elite hitter, which they did, they would not get an elite pitcher. I told you that. And it's the way it's going to be. They're not going to get an elite pitcher. So, you know,
Taiwan Walker's a really good pitcher.
He is a good pitcher, but this is like the Phillies are
top.
But here's the deal. The Phillies are not a spend $300 million on a hitter and then a week later spend $200 million on a pitcher team. They're just not.
You know what? You say that, but then
– it's just what it is.
Joe, think differently. Think outside the box, the traditional box. Like, you are so, like, hemmed in by this thought that the Phillies are this downtrodden, you know
– it's not downtrodden.
Good with the bad. No. Get past that. You take the good with the good, and this is now a run that they're going on with Dave Dombrowski leading the way. Yep. He knows how to take teams to the postseason. He knows what it takes to win in this league. And last year we said, okay, who was it first? Was it Schwarber or was it Castellanos?
Schwarber.
Schwarber's first, and everyone said, oh, well, we're done.
I wish it
That's
stopped.
That's the way it is.
I wish it stopped there, by the way.
And then we went out and spent another, $100 million.
Hey, without those catches, where are we, Joe?
That's true.
All right?
You got a better right fielder.
We lose to the Braves without those catches, all right? Come on.
Maybe you got a guy that hits .295 and you win the World Series. Who knows?
We're spending differently now than historically,
clearly,
Joe.
Clearly.
And we were rewarded for it, so we're going to continue
to spend
that way.
They're not the Yankees.
Okay.
They're not the Yankees.
Well, they're up there with the Yankees. They're up there with the Yankees and a few other teams spending like the big boys.
Well, look, we'll take everyone's calls at 215-592-9494. This is, let me be really clear, not to sound an alarm, and certainly not from my end. John, you're a little vocal angry over there, and that's fine. I mean,
I really
look,
wanted Rodon. Man.
Well, I know you did. I know you did. You made that crystal clear when the offseason began. You wanted Rodon. You know he's not coming here at this point. Again, our audience, as recently as last week, 71% wanted an elite pitcher. That's not the way they went. They went elite hitter, elite, you know, position player who can defend and run the bases and all that good stuff. They got a pretty good pitcher. But they are not. This is not a situation where they stack Rendon with Nola, with Wheeler, with Ranger, and say this is who we are to go win the World Series. They're gonna try to be, let's call it a little bit more well rounded, but not as strong in the pitching end. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. How the Phillies have attacked free agency, building up this squad. We love the Turner move. But you hear John very clear thinking that they did shortchange the starting pitching reality at least a little bit. To the phones we go. We're going to get into the Eagles as well extensively. Let's kick it off with Jonah today. Hi, Jonah.
Fellas, good morning, and congratulations on being promoted. Very excited for both of you and very excited for me, the listener.
Thanks, Jonah. Together.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So I think it's a great move, I think, and the reason why you're seeing this Phillies ownership. Compare it to the Sixers and even the Flyers, which are assets in a portfolio. The Middletons, John Middleton in particular, he doesn't treat this as an asset. This is a family business, and we're part of the family. And I love seeing that.
Yeah, there is a big difference with how the Sixers and Flyers are run. I agree with you.
And that's just, I think it's
And by the way, Josh Harris spends a ton of money. But it's the vibe that they give off that's very different.
It's very different, and it's still an asset in a portfolio.
Yep.
The reason he's not firing Doc Rivers is because they're just competitive enough to keep people in the seats, to keep people engaged. That's not what the Eagles and the Phillies are doing. And I don't even know if there's a face for an owner for the Flyers.
No one knows. I mean, no one knows. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the Walker move because it's not just adding to the Phillies. It's taking away from the Mets.
Well, that is nice. But, Jonah, let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. I hear your enthusiasm. That's great. We have a lot of enthusiasm also. I'm just curious. Do you think they shortchanged the starting pitching?
I think it's a balance, right? And I think Ruben Amaro said yesterday people gave him a lot of beef about, you know, the Cliff Lee trade.
Yep.
I think it's a balance. And, you know, yesterday the discussion was about what are we doing 5-6 years from now when these guys are – I just, it's like a run at Costco. You know, do we need 4 gallons of ketchup? No. Let's give them 11 years. By the way,
and Jonah, good phone call out of the gate. By the way, for those that missed it, and it happened, a short time ago this morning, Aaron Judge cashed in. James, what's the number? Nine years,
$360 million.
Now, put in context that compared to the Bryce Harper deal. Bryce got 13, of course, it was 4 years ago now. He got 13 years, so 4 more years, but less money, meaning Aaron Judge has a far bigger contract on an annual
basis.
And
Harper was 4 years younger when he signed. So he was you're signing a 26-year-old Bryce Harper versus a 30-year-old. You're getting those prime years with it. This is a 30-year-old you're signing to that. Wild,
it's pretty amazing. And also a classic example, John. And, you know, I always admire this in sports when it happens, of the athlete that bet on himself.
Totally.
Because last year he was offered, James, what was it, $215
million? More than that. I think it was a little more than that.
But not much more than that.
It was close to $300, but it wasn't quite there.
No.
I think it was like 270 or something.
I think a lot less than that. But anyway, it was in the 200s. He jumped over $100 million from where they were offering him last year, John. So he bet on himself, said, I'm not going to. And by the way, I thought he was making a mistake last year. I'll be clear about that. I thought he was making a mistake because, you know, I mean, he's had some injuries.
You're right, 215, essentially.
Yeah, 215. Yeah. He had some injuries. And, he's not exactly the most well-rounded player. So, you know, it's not like his skills should necessarily transfer when he's 37, 38, 39. I just thought, you should take the $215 million. Look, he bet on himself. He was right. I was wrong. The Yankees were wrong. And today they gave him 300 and whatever James said, 80-something or whatever. He jumped over $100 million. It's incredible.
360.
Unbelievable. All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, your reaction with all. Also, we'll get into the there's an Odell Beckham story this morning. Tying into the Eagles. By the way, I think someone in sports did someone really dirty yesterday. Really dirty. and it relates to this Odell Beckham thing. We'll tell you that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.